right from the top. So I haven't done an algo in a while, an angry algo.
Yeah, that's the name of the show.
My algo for the week is bitch-ass fuckboys. Like dudes that give you their word and commit to then back out last minute.
Oh yeah.
And then when you do it 2 weeks in a row, I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah, man, don't call them no more.
Get to clucking with your lame duck ass.
Yeah, I mean that's
duck.
That's it, man. Like once you do it two times in a row, one time it's like, all right. Then you do it the next week, it's like, all right, this you.
Yeah.
You a fuckboy.
Right.
The first one is free.
Yeah.
The second one is you a fuckboy.
First one's free, kid.
Yeah, this what you do. Yeah.
You get it.
So you know.
That's it.
You gotta cut them off.
Yeah. Donezo.
Yeah.
And here's a little we're trying to adjust the headphones a little.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a little goofy.
Yeah. Does it sound fuzzy to you, Taylor, or no? Like just in our ears.
If you want me to fix it, I can come and fix it.
Nah, don't say it like that, Taylor.
If you want.
With the new lighting in here, yeah. I don't know, man.
The studio is undergoing renovations.
You sound a little turned on in there on that mic. If you want me to come in here.
It's not you guys, it's the new wall.
Well, that's your perception of it.
It's not you guys, right. it's the new wall panels.
You're right, I guess so.
It's the lighting. Is that what it is? It's the lighting.
I mean, if Justin's in a mood, that's just how it is, I guess.
Nah, I don't know, man. The shit, like, it's a little darker in here. I guess it's because, you know.
Probably because of the new panels. Yeah. On the walls.
Yeah, it feel a little darker.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I like the darkness sometimes.
Video also coming soon.
Yeah.
So that way you'll be able to see how animated we are. So you couldn't just see me jump and shake my head. Like the Nuggets last night. Come back, huh? The big one?
Yeah, they came back 3-1.
Is that what it was down? Yeah.
They came back from down 3-1 two series in a row.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
27-0 run in the fourth.
A 27-0 run?
Yeah, man. Paul George and Kawhi stunk it up, man.
I saw they were like 2-for-18 or something.
Is
that giving them too much credit?
They was ass. That's what they was.
Is that bad?
Paul George. Yeah. Ass.
Terrible.
He had the nerve to call himself Playoff P last year.
Right.
That motherfucker's Pandemic P now. He's fucking garbage.
Washed.
Yeah, this one shot, he was wide open, corner three. This dude hit the side of the backboard.
Oh.
Like, dog, you get paid millions of dollars to play basketball. What are you doing?
I would never pick him on my horse, in a game of horse team after that. No way.
You remember 2015 Rockets Clippers? It was Josh Smith and like Corey Brewer like went on a run for them to win the game for the Rockets against the Clippers and Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
So Doc's got like two of these wild games on his resume.
Yeah, I've seen it's been known that Doc know how to lose games.
Yeah.
What's the name? Said it. Phil Jackson. This was back in when they played in the finals together.
What and, did Doc's only Boston. Won one? He's yeah. only won one, right?
Yeah.
08.
08?
Yeah. But Phil was like, yo, these guys know how to lose games.
Yeah.
Like, this is what they do. Doc asked. He all right, but come on.
So would you say he's all right, but he's not real?
Nah, yeah, he ain't it, man.
No.
He ain't it. Like, dog, you got two, Kawhi's a superstar. Kawhi, he got two finals MVPs on two different teams in the West and the East. So he's solidified star, superstar. Paul George, he not a superstar. He got his own shoe. He's supposed to be a superstar. But he not living up to that shit. Like, you can't have your own shoe and just be out there putting up bullshit numbers like that. Like,
Pandemic P.
Yeah, Pandemic P. Like, you can't be out there doing what he's doing, playing like that.
And
they got two six men of the year on their bench.
Back to back.
So they got players off the bench that could get busy. They got Lou Will, Montrezl Harrell.
And Paul George is on a max contract too, right?
Yeah, he getting paid. He getting. Didn't he
come over? Wasn't he supposed to go to LA or something? Or
they,
was that?
They traded like all their first round picks and Say Gil, Alexander, and like a whole bunch of stuff just for Paul George for like 2 years.
Yeah, because didn't he re-sign like the year before or
in OKC?
He had just signed, right?
He getting paid.
Yeah.
He probably getting like $30 million a year, some shit like that.
Yeah.
And OKC got a 4 seed this year.
Right.
Yeah. But OKC, they don't want to win. They just a franchise now. They like, fuck it. We just going.
They got all the assets now. They can go on a run if they use them well.
Nah. I mean, yeah, that's for the fans. But they gave away all their best players. You have fucking Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. Like, and you let them all go. You could have kept James Harden, but you signed Serge Ibaka over James Harden. You let James Harden go.
Because they didn't want to go over luxury tax.
Yeah, right. Because they don't want to win. That's why. You got owners of teams that is in it for the money. They're not in it for the honey. I mean, that's why you got in every...
Oh, I see what you did there. You rhymed money with honey.
Yeah. That's why in every league, you always see the same couple of teams always in the big, you know, in the mix for the championships. Right?
Yeah, I guess. But also some... Yeah, but you can't... I guess it's kind of hard to compare like a... I don't know, someone like a Yankees organization with a like a Tampa squad or something like that.
Well, baseball is different because there's no salary cap. But, I mean, not really, because the teams that want to win, they spend the money. They spend however much money they have to spend to get the best players and the best coaches and the best everything to win.
Does the NBA have market share?
No, I don't think so.
What you mean, market share?
Like, that baseball does, right?
Of?
Like, wasn't that one of their big stipulations? Like, the ownership, they all pay equal market share, I think, or some shit.
Oh,
like
well,
that.
Yeah, probably because, yeah, like Justin was saying, there's no salary cap, so.
So they have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you also don't, I don't know what the financials are for some of the teams that would want the luxury tax.
No, I mean? I'm telling you. Like, the teams that's in the playoffs every year.
Right, I get all that. What I'm saying is the ownership. The ownership for someone like the Lakers and the buses that have an exorbitant amount of money compared to, I don't know what it would be compared to.
These motherfuckers like, got money. They're billionaires. They own a team. They're billionaires. They have money.
Yeah, I get
it. They just don't.
I understand.
They don't want to do it. They don't want to win like that. They're like, fuck it. I don't care. The fucking fans are dumb. They're going to support the team no matter what. We're going to, you know, say this is a rebuilding year. This is our year. Every year. This is our year. Every year. This is our year. Fuck it. Like, we're going to continue to make money because fans always going to have hope that their team is going to do better the next year.
I mean, I guess the Rocket or the OKC, they were on a run, so... But I don't know what was their attendance like at the time for them. Was it even affordable to pay the luxury tax? That's what I mean.
They sell out. They the only professional team in town, like in
that
area.
How about Memphis, for example? They're not selling out, so they can't be afforded to pay the luxury tax. That's what I mean. Like for a team that's building, as a 10 seed.
I mean, only contending teams are paying it.
Right. So some. I mean,
and there's
teams that don't fucking pay their players. Like, they don't pay them. They'll draft, you know, these great guys, and then they'll just let them go. Once it's time for their contract to go, they'll try to get as much for them,
right?
And then they'll go back to rebuilding. They'll put out bad news on them. Oh, this guy's a bad player. He's this. He's that. And then they'll fucking trade him. They do the same shit in the NFL. Yeah. The NBA and the NFL, they do the same shit. But the teams that want to win, they fucking pay the players. They do what they can to win, and they'll max out the salary and all that shit.
Yeah, and then sometimes you end up with bad contracts too.
Yeah, it happens. It's the business.
Yeah, I guess. Or you just do like the teams that can stay comfortable with staying mediocre and not paying the luxury tax.
Yeah, that's the teams. The teams that's cool with staying mediocre are the ones.
The Knicks.
I mean, yeah, the Knicks. Yeah,
they're
the
not
Knicks.
Even fucking mediocre.
No. The Knicks see Dolan can do that because
Knicks fans will go no matter what.
Not even Knicks fans. Yeah, Knicks fans, but it's they're in New York City.
Right.
So it's you got fucking market. Tourists yeah. coming there like, oh, let's go to the Garden. Let's right. watch a basketball game. Like you like, got
if I'm
that.
In Memphis, I'm not going to a fucking Grizzlies game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I almost said Vancouver. Fuck, are they even still there?
That was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long ass time ago. Yeah, but man, it's all a business, man. You got to look at it like a business first. Like that's how I look at it now.
Right,
it's because a corporation.
Yeah, because even in football, their contracts are so fucked up.
Yeah,
like when you see a player sign for a big contract, it'll say. This player signed for $100 million, but $60 million is guaranteed. Don't even look at that $100 million. He's not getting $100 million.
No, like they're opting out.
The $60 million guaranteed, that's all he's getting. That's it. Because that other shit, once all that guaranteed money is ran out, they gonna fuck around and fuck with him because that other shit is just
remember that Instagram post you did 3 years ago. Well, that goes against team. You know what I mean? Yeah, they find bullshit all the fucking time.
No, but then you gotta hit numbers. Like prime example, Von Miller. Von Miller, his guaranteed money was up last season. Von Miller is one of the best pass rushers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Denver didn't release him or trade him. So this season, he's playing his base contract. His base salary is $6 million. Before that, he was making $17 million guaranteed. So now they going. They kept him. So they like, fuck it. We gonna run this fucking contract out because you signed it. But and they're not contenders. So yeah, go out there and play for $6 million. Von Miller's like freak accident. My ankle, I'm done for the season. I'm like, he's not fucking hurt.
Right.
I'm like, he's faking that shit. He's not playing for $6 million. When he could re-up, you could get at least $10 million a year guaranteed for somebody else because he's 31 and you got at least a good 3-4 years left in your career to play.
So it sounds like the T.O. notion that he feels he's outplayed the contract that he signed?
Yeah. It's always like that. It's just,
your contract is front loaded and you got a shit ton of money up front, knowing that a couple years down the line, instead of
renegotiating
or having, you know, $17 million a year, that you're probably going to make six.
Yeah, but then it's six, but you can make 17 if you get this amount of sacks.
Yeah.
If you get this amount of sacks, this amount of tackles.
Sure.
But they'll take you out randomly during the game. Like during a fucking pass rush down, it's third and long.
Yeah.
Von, come out.
Right.
The fuck you mean come out? I'm good. I don't want to come out.
It comes from upstairs.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We trying to save some bread because we're not in the run for the playoffs. So why pay him that money?
I've seen Any Given Sunday. I know how it works.
Yeah. And that's real shit. It's real shit, man.
Yeah, that shit happens.
Yeah. It's a business.
I waited till now to ask you. You had a successful trip.
Oh yeah,
it was love.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Yeah, where'd you go?
Taylor all excited in there. You must have told him.
I told him before. I said Justin had a trip, and he didn't say anything. He's like, huh? I said,
yeah.
I said, on the re-up. And he's like, oh.
Yeah, I ate a good amount, man.
Yeah.
A good amount.
Yeah.
Like more, like, how much you gave me? Probably like 75% of that.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to tell the viewers how much, but that's...
Let's say that's a handful.
A shit ton, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, way more than I would have.
That's a good barometer.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit was love.
Yeah, that's... You went in.
Shit was love.
So how long were you out of it for? Or in it? Whatever.
I took them.
They hit quick, yeah?
I took them like 11:30. They probably hit like
in the AM.
Like yeah.
Oh okay.
They probably hit like 12.
Uh huh.
And I was it was about a good 3-4 hours.
Okay. Yeah. The peaking 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
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 And then the come down, a couple hour or two.
Yeah. Yeah. This shit was love. I was fucking meditating.
Yeah.
I had my AirPods in. I had like the meditation music on. Just sitting outside, out back, letting the just under the sun, chilling.
One with nature.
I was one.
Were you barefoot in the grass or no?
No, I was sitting.
Oh, it doesn't count then.
I was sitting in the
scratch this part.
what a specific detail.
I was sitting in the chair next to the fire pit.
Oh, all right.
Like, but I had my dog out there with me, right?
Yeah.
And my dog, you've seen my dog before, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So my dog is white
Packer.
And yeah, white and gray.
Yeah.
Like a white and a dark gray. And like the first time I took the shrooms, it was with you.
Yeah.
And I didn't really, I felt them, but it wasn't like this.
Right.
Like this is a clear difference. Like I'm like, oh, I feel this shit. Like yeah. Before it wasn't really nothing. But this time I took them shits on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
They was nasty chewing them. And then I had these brownie cookies, so I just ate a brownie cookie while I was eating it to, you know, cover up the taste. And Packer was out there with me, right? So I'm sitting down, and I look over. He's just laying down. And I look over at him, and all the colors, like the trees and the grass was real, like, it was, like, real sharp.
Yeah.
Like the colors was like real, like it was
the
just
best
crisp.
Contrast that it's ever had.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm like, damn, this shit is fire. So then I look over at Packer. He's white and gray, and all of a sudden he's just really like he's just. Whenever I look at him, I just see black and white, like black and white TV.
Yeah.
Like I don't see color with him, but he has his collar that he has is a gold chain. It looked like a gold, like a wrapper chain.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the only color I seen. It was just popping. Like his chain was just popping out. Like I'm just looking at him like, damn, this shit dope. Then I look up at the fucking clouds. The sky was, it was purple. I'm like, oh shit. And the clouds. It was this one time the clouds, I'm looking at them and it was like a bunch of them. And they was real wavy, like somebody put a blow dryer to them. And I'm like, oh shit! But this shit was dope though.
So you would recommend it to 5 friends for sure.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely. Right?
Everybody needs to experience mushrooms.
Definitely.
Like this shit's.
Do you agree with what I said that probably every 6 months, or is that too? That's too much.
That's too long.
Oh, it's so more frequently.
Yeah.
He's all in.
Yeah. Yeah, once a month.
You know how I knew it worked? Well, obviously, you texted me the other day, Sunday or whatever, and you're like, yeah, it was good. And I was like, all right, well, then we'll wait to recap. But then we were talking this morning, and what the fuck did you said something like, time's not real, dude. So I was like, oh, yeah. That
time's
shit.
A social construct.
So, yeah. He said, I said, oh, that shit definitely worked. Oh, my God. So that's great. So, yeah, so it was a good time, man. Just out there by yourself.
Yeah, and I was fucking like, when I was meditating this shit, I was making the wind, like, I felt my energy. It was so high. I was making the trees move and shit, man.
Oh, interesting that you bring that up. So let me ask you a question. So when I jokingly or not jokingly said that I was in, Taylor knows where I'm going, in commune with the dogs, I could communicate. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, ha, 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 ha. And now you were moving the wind, and the wind was thus moving the trees.
Yeah.
It's weird how that works, right?
Yeah.
You get it now.
I got it.
Making the fucking...
I got it. I brought my daughter out, and I'm like, Jew, watch this. It was no win.
Oh no.
No win. No win. Did that shit. Aaron. Shit came. It came, man.
Oh, that's so good. Fuck.
Yeah, once a month, yo. Mm. Once a month. Why once every 6 months?
Yeah.
Why you say once every 6 months?
I don't know. I guess it just seemed, I don't know why I came up with that number. I don't know. I don't know why.
I say once a month or once every 2 months.
Yeah, I could be in on that.
Yeah. Once every 2 months.
Get on that. I would get on that ship.
Yeah.
I'd take that bus ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that shit love. That shit fire. Like.
So you did a Taylor microdose times 1,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a mega dose.
Yeah, you were all the way dosed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As Joey Diaz would say, I went deep.
Yeah, dosed out.
I went deep.
Joey Diaz, yeah, for sure.
I went deep. Like, deep, deep. Yeah. I still got some left.
I'm holding myself. I'm still, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't take them all. Even when I went up to the party, I was like, oh, my God. So how much is it for you? I said, no, that's for now. Yeah. They're like, oh, are you going to say? I said, well, what makes you think I haven't saved myself some? What do you think? What do you think? I'm stupid?
Yeah, I need some more of them.
Yeah, it was love. That's the second time I've put the order in, and it was good.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody needs to experience that shit, man. But you gotta be in a good place to do that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
So it was crazy. It was like some, like a bad vision came in my head. I had to get that shit out of there.
Yeah, quick.
Quick, yeah.
The only time I had a bad trip or a bummer or whatever.
He was like,
coming to like, get
nope,
you.
Nope.
I had gone and seen The Grudge, the movie The Grudge.
On the shrooms?
No, the night before with Sarah Michelle Gellar when the little Japanese boy goes, that yeah. one. And then the next night we were at my buddy's tripping and the house was a little creepy. But we had we were doing the Pink Floyd and the Wizard of Oz, John. So that was like if you queue up, what is it, Dark Side, right? If you queue up Dark Side of the Moon and the Wizard of Oz and play them at the same time, they're in sync. Mm. Certain things fucked up. And then, you know, so I got that going on the TV and then the music and then the fucking, the house times the little fucking Japanese boy in my head, and I'm waiting for this little motherfucker to come out from and come get me. And I'm like, nah. And I'm like, I don't know. This is going south, dude. I'm like, this is going bad. And then I'm like in the corner by myself, like rocking like this. And I'm like, oh, man. Everyone's like, you okay? And I'm like, does it look like I'm fucking okay, man? I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. But that was on shrooms. But I've never had any time. I've never had a bummer on acid, though.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with acid.
I've never had a bummer on
this. Yeah, I'm good off that.
That terrifies me. Like, at least mushrooms are natural.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not fucking with no man-made shit.
Mm. Sign me up.
It ain't.
Wait, when's the last?
It ain't for me, man. I can't do it.
When's the last time you did it?
What, acid?
Yes.
2 weeks ago.
Just now?
Right before I walked in. Let me think. About a year ago,
best acid experience.
Best one, all of them.
A bad one.
No, never had a bad experience on acid.
Which one sticks out?
Has some standout ones.
Yeah.
All right. So one time I was in high school. I was a senior, and dudes I knew had. Scored a bunch of liquid acid, and a friend of mine, I had told him from another school, and he was like, all right, well, cop up for me. I'll give you the money, and then I'll come through tomorrow. Which I got the money, and I went into school, and I copped up, and I got four sugar cubes. He dropped two drops on each one, so it was like a double up, you know what I mean? And I got suspended that day. So the next day, I didn't go into school. So at about 11
perfect
o'clock.
Perfect timing.
So at about 11 o'clock, I'm like, I'm chomping at the bit, man. I'm like, fuck, dude. You know what I mean? I'm like, I fucking want to try one of these, dude.
So this is the first time?
First time ever?
This story, yeah.
First time ever doing acid.
Oh, no. Okay. I had trips prior. So I eat the one at about 11 o'clock. About an hour and a half goes by, and I'm like, fuck, I'm not feeling nothing, dude. Like, I should probably eat another one, right? So I eat another one.
Famous last words.
Well, guess what? As I'm eating the first one, the fucking... As I'm eating the second one, the first one kicks in. And I'm like,
I'd be freaking out.
I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, you would. Bill doubled down again. About a half hour after that, I'm like, fuck
God
it, man.
God damn,
let's
dude.
Just take the ride, dude.
I mean,
boom.
At that point, you can't bitch up.
Bottoms up. You and just... then 15 minutes after that, I ate the fourth one. So now I'm about fucking 8 to 10 hits in, dude. And I'm fucking rocked, man. So I went out front. I just fucking, I lost the whole fucking day, dude. I never I never left the front. I left the front lawn. I stared at the grass for about fucking 8-9 hours, dude. Sometimes if I still look at the grass, like blades of grass, sometimes I like fucking, I go, eh. Yeah, that one stood out. That was.
So how much within what, 4 hours?
8 to 10.
8 to 10 hits, something like that. Yeah, I was rocked.
Taylor, you only microdose shrooms?
Yeah.
Nah, you gotta go all the way in.
I'll take like little steps. No.
Just go deep.
Yeah.
This shit ain't as bad as you whatever you thinking is not it.
I'd rather just take, you know, little steps, just see how it is.
What are you scared of? What do you think is gonna happen?
Take the fucking life jacket off, Taylor.
Yeah. What are you scared of, Taylor?
Dive the fuck in.
That's Taylor, exactly it.
Taylor, I'm black, and I did that shit. Taylor, you white, yo. Come on, man. You're not supposed to be scared of this shit. Fuck, man. Go in, Taylor. Dive deep, man. Don't microdose that shit.
What if we do this?
It's not going to take much to convince me. It's just, you know, just the way I was thinking of doing it.
Nah. The first time I took them, it was, how much was it? Like an eighth?
Yeah, probably. We each had about an eighth to a quarter.
How much is an eighth? Like three of them?
Three. Well, it all depends on how big they are. I mean, it's just okay, 3 grams. So, it's three and a half.
So I probably had like, I don't know, I probably ate like 3/8.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I gave you about a half-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably ate like 3/8.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Right.
No, but see, I didn't see nothing. Like the craziest shit I saw was my dog was, it was no color in my dog,
right,
but his gold chain. That's the only thing I seen. And I would close my eyes and open them.
You just told
them.
Me the sky was purple.
Yeah, the sky was purple sometimes. That's sometimes. It was random. It was in and out.
Yeah.
It was in and out. But other than that, it was like a full, like, it was like an outer body experience. Like,
yeah.
Like, you feel like your body just feels like real, like, true. I don't know, wavy. Like, I don't know.
You know what I've noticed, like, paying attention more as I've been the past couple times I've been tripping since I stopped doing like hard drugs. My fucking eyes water like uncontrollably, dude. Like, fuck. Do you remember when we were out in the backyard? I was like, fucking, they were just fucking just streaming, dude. Like fucking Nancy Kerrigan. Why? Fucking bad, dude.
Yo, and that video I sent you that day with the white guy dancing.
Yeah.
I watched that on shrooms.
Which one?
The one where it was like JFK.
Yeah.
Doug,
I figured after you said that, I'm like, I know what it was now. I get it.
I was crying, yeah, laughing at that shit, yo. Like, that right there, it makes you, like, if you see some funny shit, you really gonna laugh, like, hard.
Yeah.
Like, uncontrollably laugh. Like, it just makes you feel good. You gotta, everybody gotta try this shit, man. Everybody gotta experience some shrooms. I'm stamping it. Stamping it.
All right, I got a memorable one for you.
Acid?
Among other things, yeah. I believe I shared this one. I think I might have shared this one, though, before. Halloween 01.
Refresh my memory.
We were... a couple of us were in one vehicle. Basically, everyone kind of linked up at the same time, and it was Halloween, and then not everyone knew that the other one was bringing party goods. So...
Goodie bags.
So, but like of the best kind. So somebody's like, oh my God, I can get acid. And so we're like, yeah, we're all pumped about that. And then somebody shows up with E-pills and we're like, oh shit, we're fucking candy flipping now, motherfucker. And then we were smoking dust too.
God damn.
On top of that.
Just throw the dust out there. Yeah.
You just went from, like, taking the first step into the pool to somebody, like, tossing you into the deep
There's
end.
There's fucking dust. Bricks tied to my ankles, yeah. Dude.
Sinking to the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, my God. And then one individual was, I'm pretty sure, was smoking crack, too.
Mm. Jesus.
Yeah. And then driving...
Wait. How long was it in between the acid to said dust?
You smoke crack,
I don't know, Taylor. It was so long ago, and I don't remember.
But well, shocking you don't remember anything.
I remember very specific moments, like when the individual that was smoking crack like got on one of them electric scooters. It was like a bootleg edition. And then, like I said, so this is 10/30/101, so it's about a month after 9/11. So there's no planes in the sky still, I don't think. And then this motherfucker's all cracked out, and among all the other shit that was going around, is going like this on a scooter, but with no hands, and going, Bin Laden!
Oh, God.
Bin Laden!
Where was this taking place at?
Down the street.
Wow. That's amazing.
Good old White Deffert. Yep.
White Deffert.
Joe, I'll tell you who was there when off mic.
Mutual friends.
I don't know if they were all friends, but
Joe contacts.
Like, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Joe, the owner, is in studio. He's sitting in the back with Taylor tonight. Remember Shark that came in a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Fuck some dude up this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, during the game.
Mm.
Yeah, he split him. Bad.
Shark fucked him up. Shark the goalie, right?
Yeah, right.
How the goalie fuck somebody up?
So, like, it's the end of the game. We're pumping him 7-1, and one of my guys is coming up, Cutler's coming up the floor along the wall, and dude fucking takes a run at him. Boom! And then... He kind of gets hit, and then the dude kind of like hits him again, cross checks him, hits him again. Once is all right, and then two, three times, nah.
Yeah, the first one's free.
Right. So, you know, Dave gets up and they start fucking, you know, they start going at it or whatever, and then one of their other guys comes over, third man in, and then another guy comes over, and now it's just everyone.
Brawling.
Yeah. So Shark comes over and he starts, you know what I mean?
Mixing
it up, and he's like trying to pull guys off and whatnot. And then some other dude comes over and tries to like grab at him.
Mm-hmm.
And Shark just dipped him, but he never took the blocker off, which is the big square pad.
Yeah.
And he fucking uppercuts the shit out of him with the fucking thing and just split him.
Mm.
Yeah.
You was in the mix?
No, I was on the bench.
But the bench didn't clear?
Nah, because we would have thrown out.
Oh, all right.
So one of the refs was someone that we chirped a couple episodes back when the Paisanos dudes were here. They chirped their boy Joe Simpson. Joe Simpson was reffing. He knows he's familiar with Billy Allen, K-21.
Yeah.
So he says... Or I believe they also call me Billy Pocket Knife. They
They seem like they had a bunch of names for you.
Yeah. So he says after the brawl, after the game, he looks over and he was talking to one of my players, and he was like, "I'll be honest, I really didn't want to fucking break it up." He's like, "I kept looking over my shoulder. I was waiting fucking Brennan to stab somebody." No, like, that's what you're waiting for? Like, look at that guy's face. It's fucking leaking all over. But, yeah, we had a good time.
How's Shark feel after that? He felt good.
He was all jacked up on Super Coffee.
Mm.
So,
I thought you was about to say Mountain Dew.
No. Yeah, kick you in your face, old man. What does he say? I'll scissor kick you in your... whatever. yeah, he was all jacked up. He blamed it on the Super Coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, he was like, I've been needing to do that for a fucking while.
Did y'all have y'all tournament in the park yet?
That's this week.
27th?
No, Saturday? Saturday. Yeah, this Saturday.
What time?
We can't say which park. I talked to them, you know.
Oh, all right. What time?
Yes, but this week, 11 a.m. We're the defending champs out there, too. So, yeah. 11 to 3-ish, something like that.
All right.
Food, fun, festivities. I don't have... Yeah, there might have been food. I don't know. I didn't eat yet. I just... All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be out there.
Yeah. I want to see.
We're going to take some clips, Taylor.
I never saw you play hockey before. You got to put on a show if I come.
I'm putting on a show regardless.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you gotta really put on.
I also played Pantera for two reasons: one, because it was angry, and two, I played Walk because the name of the song is Walk. Now, if you walk somebody in hockey, I think we've covered this before. You know, it's like an ankle breaker,
yeah. Sort of.
Untraditionally, I don't usually do any breaking of any ankles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not your style.
Until Saturday.
You're the Pat Bev of this shit.
Until Saturday.
But Pat Bev, he was an MVP overseas, so, I mean, so, you know, you got to do your thing.
I fucking walked the shit out of this dude.
Yeah?
Uncharacteristically. Yeah, bad. Body went one way, legs other. Mm. Him fell.
Damn.
And then I fucked it up because I was laughing in my head. I was like, oh, shit, I just got that motherfucker, right? Because I heard the whole, the fucking building, however many was left, go, oh, my God. And then I heard our bench go, holy shit, was that fucking Bill? Yeah.
Like, yeah, I got it.
Got
I
still that off. Got it. And then I don't know if I've ever, and if I have, I don't remember, and it's been a long time, like afterwards, in the handshake line, a dude came up and was like, yeah, man. Why'd you have to do me like that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, usually I have to apologize because I caught somebody with a high stick, or I hooked them, or I elbowed them in the face or something. So I was like, oh, my bad. I get you with a stick, or I elbowed you or something, dude. And he's like, and then at that point I knew, and I was like, oh. I was like, oh, my bad, dude. I don't usually do that.
That was his fault.
I said, I don't usually do that, dude.
Shit.
I'm not supposed to be up past half court anyway. I wanted to ask you, did y'all see the UFO?
Mm, I did.
This week?
Yeah.
In Jersey.
I did not.
The one in Jersey?
That they said.
So I guess Monday night, there's some videos of a bunch of people up north, pulled over on the highway, and they said it's a UFO. And then the following morning, or that night, the Union County Police Department said, or Sheriff's Department said, no, it was a drone. It was a drone. It was a police drone. It was up.
Mm-mm.
And then the following morning, they said it was a blimp. And they said it was the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah, all right. They here.
So, I don't know.
They here, man.
Either all those people have never seen a fucking blimp before, or maybe it really was a blimp. I don't know. That's definitely a train. I heard that out again.
They hear it, bro.
But.
They said it was a blimp for.
MetLife.
For Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football. They're flying over MetLife to take aerial photos of a fucking stadium.
That wasn't no. I seen plenty of blimps before in my day.
It was fucking broad daylight, dude.
We know what blimps look like.
Yeah. All right, so even if we want to dismiss that one, but simultaneously, then around the world, there's around the same time, there's all kinds of other, you know, they were taking.
I'm not going to lie, this one looks like a blimp, guys.
Oh, wait, it do look like a blimp. I'm looking at it now.
It looks like a blimp.
I'm looking at a better video now. It do look like a blimp.
So Even
damn.
Okay, and we can maybe dismiss that one. But they also, I also seen a bunch of videos at the same time of, you know, other suspected aerial phenomena.
Yeah, I just saw some other shit. UFO sightings in New Jersey really were of a Goodyear blimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I did see a video just now because I just typed in on Twitter UFO sightings.
Yeah.
And it's this crazy one right here in Boston. And it's like, it's a lot of, it's like 20 lights in the sky that look crazy.
Yeah.
It looked like fireworks, you know, like when they go.
No, no. How is it?
It's like. it's like confetti. That's what it looked like. Look.
Let me see. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's more than 20.
Yeah.
Hold on. That's just.
Oh, 40? 30, 40?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then it goes off on the bottom. Yeah. So basically, it's like a picture. It just looks like a kind of like this off-distant skyline or whatever. And then yeah, it kind of looks like confetti, like right before the finale of the fireworks show.
Yeah. Yeah, the shit looked crazy.
But not your bullshit. Not a bullshit like your regular township fireworks show, like a large metropolis.
But, I mean, you ever saw a UFO?
I've seen objects that I thought were unidentifiable at the time when they were flying at me, but I was,
I don't trust your opinion on this,
but when I gained consciousness, I realized that they were definitely identifiable. Mm-hmm. Have I? No, no, I have not.
I saw one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where at?
I was in Jersey. I was in Mays Landing. I was looking up, I was outside. I like looking up at the stars sometimes. I'm looking up. And,
I bet you're going to like it a lot more now. You got a new perspective on life, brother.
I look up, right? And then, boom, it's like a, you know, like how a shooting star is, like it's going real slow across the sky. And then, this was different.
Yeah.
This was like, it was like three lights. They were sitting there and they was kind of bright, but they was like a circle type, and then they started moving around like this, and then they all went in one direction.
So let me describe, because they can't see your hand motions, so it's more like you look like you were air juggling.
Yeah like, so it was like three lights. They started moving around, and like somebody was playing three card Monty up there. And then
that's more accurate.
And then boom. And then boom, they like zoomed across real quick, and then they disappeared. Mm. I'm like, that was a motherfucking spaceship.
Right.
And that was it.
And then I just went on living my life.
Yeah, I mean, what can I do?
Yeah.
I just said,
well, that's a follow-up question. So, okay, so if we entertain the thought that maybe we're being visited by otherworldly beings, so what the fuck would you do? Like,
I'm not doing nothing.
It
is what it is. Listen, I don't know.
Do you invite one over for dinner?
Nope. Nah, no. I don't know.
It's like a vampire. You don't invite one into your house.
Nah, man. You don't mess with me. I don't mess with you.
Yeah. Like, all right.
If they coming for anybody,
just head nod at them like I did with Uncle Sam. Like,
I think they coming for the bad people anyway.
Maybe
they ain't coming for me. I ain't doing nothing bad.
How would they know anything?
How would they?
What you mean? How would they know
about us?
Yeah,
they've been watching.
Yeah, clearly they're up there.
Shit, if they up there watching us, come on, they've been here already.
But
they,
it's like watching like a bunch of ants. It's basically,
that's what you think. And what? How much shit we know about ants? You could go on Google right now and type whatever, find out whatever you want to know about fucking ants.
Oh, that's a valid point.
So why the fuck you think that the aliens don't know whatever they need to know about us?
Right.
I just fucked you up right there, Taylor. Look at you.
What
you
if, like, no, oh, but I'm saying more like, how are you judging a good ant from a bad ant? That's more what I'm.
Oh, valid point.
Easy. Study them. Right? You study them.
I don't know. I don't really.
I mean, ants is not, you know, we way more complicated than ants. Ants pretty much do the same shit.
what could be equivalent for us to aliens.
I would want to meet the
The aliens, they know everything about us probably.
I would want to meet the alien equivalent of myself. If there is an extraterrestrial being sort of like
myself. He's not coming.
You're probably right. He's probably he's
tripping on something.
He's out in the outer sphere.
He's back home.
He's hosting a pod. I'd like to get on his pod now. You know what I mean? Can we?
Motherfucker is back home doing some stupid shit.
Facts. Do you think we could get him on the show? Like it, click and subscribe. Oh my God! Oh, I got another one. Hold on. Let me find this fucking shit.
Side note, the Pentagon video dropped a couple months ago. It's pretty crazy.
That shit old, though. That shit came out, like, years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, like, a 03 video or something, maybe?
Yeah.
04, but they finally just released it.
Well, I'm saying,
it.
Like, that they're co-signing it.
You know now, yeah, the Navy Intel report that it was also in one of the Senate committees. They testified. They said, "Yeah, it's real." So I said this to a guy working. I'm like, he's like, "So what? Now there's just aliens and all, you know?" And I'm like, "Well, no, I'm not saying all that, but I'm saying that
they've been aliens.
If it's not real, then why would you deny it for 50 plus years and then say, oh no, yeah, we've been studying it. Yeah. We know that we destroyed Bob Lazar's life and all this everything that he worked for his entire career. But yeah. You know what? It turns out he was right. We have reverse engineered alien spacecraft, and we have one.
Poor Bob.
William Shatner, huh?
I said poor Bob.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody need to give him some pussy, man, for that. Like
alien pussy.
He probably got it already. Probably hitting alien pussy.
Hell yeah. Like Bob is a fucking hero. He a legend.
Here you go. This is fucking crazy. Well, it comes from Florida, so maybe not that crazy. Man shot his male doctor after he made him come during a prostate exam. Jacksonville, Florida. A 56-year-old man from Florida shot his doctor twice in the chest, close range, for giving him an orgasm during a prostate exam.
Mm-hmm.
Milo Johansson fled the state of Florida on the day of the
spot. He made him weak. He's like, no. He's like, damn, I gotta fucking propose now. Fuck that.
The doctor survived the gut. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Could you imagine?
How long was he in there?
Long enough. It don't matter. He knew what he was doing.
What was the movie? Road Trip. Remember with Stifler and Tom Green and fucking they're trying to get back and they don't have the money, so they go to the fucking sperm bank, and then the female doctor said, "Oh, because Stifler couldn't get off or whatever," and he's like, "She said, no worry, I know how to handle this." And she's like, "He says, why are you putting a glove on?" She's like, "Poof, bend over, fucking boop."
I was too young to get that.
Yeah,
and when I watched that movie, I didn't get it.
And now you get it.
I finally get it. Okay.
But Stifler didn't shoot the doctor. He went back.
Nah.
It was a female doctor too, though. I guess that was a little bit different. Because then when he went back at the end of the movie, she's like, "Hey, come back." And he said, "This time you better use three." Oh,
shit.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Like, you're a 56. I think, like...
But what
your fucking alpha male days are over, dude.
But he the crazy thing is he had the strap on him at the doctor's office.
That's Florida.
At Jacksonville at that.
Right.
Why do you need it? You need it
at the prosecutor. Honey, strap up. I'm going to get my prostate checked. Right?
You never know.
Right. That son of a bitch hits me in my spot again. I'm fucking him up, right? Like, maybe this isn't his first time or something.
I don't know, man. I don't think he... Maybe he checked his prostate with a dick instead of a finger.
I mean...
Am I all
clear, Doc?
That's why I was asking. How long was he in there for him to finish?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's got to be more to the story. It's gotta be.
I don't know, man.
Some type of love affair, man.
You fucking got mad at the doc.
Did you see your girl Carol Baskin on Dancing with the Stars?
I know she was gonna be on there. Did they already start
filming?
They started
it. Yeah.
Really?
And in the middle of Dancing with the Stars, a commercial comes on of her husband's family wanting answers for his death.
Damn.
Whoa.
That's a pricey spot.
Yep. How much did they pay to have that run, dude?
I don't know.
Or maybe it's all set up.
Hey, you never know. But they paid.
Wow.
The commercial came on like, yo, if anybody has answers, call this number. We giving out a cash reward. If you know Carol, because we know Carol did this shit. Like,
I saw an interview. They had someone, a woman, come forward that said she had spoken to police, I want to say in like circa 2000, 2003-ish, something like that, about what was his name? Don was the son.
Don Lewis? I don't fucking know.
Anyway.
I think his name was Don.
Yeah. When the first husband dies, she went and spoke to investigators and said, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was my husband. My husband, or at least the husband helped dispose of the body or whatever. He worked at the big cat animal, like her place or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah, okay, or whatever. And then she came forward again after fucking Tiger King was released. Mm. And they're, I believe they restarted the investigation and have since spoken to her again. Because she said the night that Don Lewis disappeared, her husband had to give Don Lewis or somebody a ride. And then she said, my husband returned at 3:30 in the morning with the van, the one that Don Lewis was last seen in.
Mm.
So I don't know. I mean,
who co-signed her being on that show?
That's what I asked a couple of weeks ago when I brought up, like, what?
Disney?
Disney, the family network, is going to fuck a suspected fucking husband killer.
Disney clout chaser.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Disney.
They nasty, man. They paid for a minute spot.
That probably had to be costly at prime time too.
Hell yeah, asking for answers.
Yeah, that's
bread.
That's probably a couple mil spot, right?
I mean, they definitely got their money's worth because there's a bunch of pieces about it
already.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm. See, that's fucked up. Fuck her. Fuck you, Carol.
Hopefully they get her.
Yeah.
Hopefully we need justice.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you, Carol.
I mean, nobody in that documentary is really redeeming, if we're gonna be honest.
I mean, the best person out of that was Doc Annell. Doc's his business still running.
His kid has a huge IG presence too. Doc.
Yeah. He running a tight ship over there. He doing it the right way.
I tell you who doesn't have redeeming qualities, fucking Jeff. That fucking rat.
Oh, the zoo got shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
No, it got shut down, but I think Carol Baskin bought it.
Mm.
From what I heard.
Oh yeah, she probably brought it from
she owed her money.
Joe
owed her money.
Nah, she probably brought it from the Dancing with the Stars advance.
I wonder what they get paid on that show.
$50,000.
What do you think, Taylor? Can you look that up?
100.
And just like that, I don't even care.
Yeah. Who cares? Who cares?
I don't. I honestly really don't.
Nelly on there.
Nelly?
Yep.
With the Band-Aid. Does he have the Band-Aid on his face?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he rocked the Band-Aid anymore.
Nelly.
Would you go on Dancing with the Stars?
Taylor, how much are they paying? And then I'd tell you.
What's your number?
I don't know.
$500,000.
Yeah, I'd probably do it.
Everyone on the show makes $125,000 for the rehearsal period and the first 2 weeks of air.
For the rehearsal period?
Just $125,000?
So $125,000 to rehearse and then two episodes of you appearing on.
So it's two episodes plus the rehearsal
you appearing on. You know what I mean?
So you have to appear.
Like if there's an episode without you on it, I don't think you're getting paid.
Oh, so it's what, FaceTime
yeah.
kind of deal.
$125,000.
I'm out.
I'm doing it. Nah. I'm not doing it because you got to be a fucking star.
Disney once, can kiss my ass.
Yeah, once you a star, I'm not taking a hundred.
Fucking Bob Iger came in here with a fucking $125,000 right now. Sign me the fuck up. I'm doing it.
I'm doing it because I'm not a star. Because fuck it.
Not with that mentality. You're not, buddy.
I'm not losing anything.
Right.
I'm not losing anything by, you know, taking. Yeah, but nah.
$125,000
after being, you know, popping. Nah. Yeah. Nah, I'm good. It's not worth it.
Unless you're a greedy, money-hungry bitch like Carol.
Yeah. No, well, Carol, Carol, she don't need that shit either.
Right.
Damn. Carol ain't shit, man.
Nope.
That's fucked up.
Carol ain't shit.
Hopefully they get justice, man, for Don's killer. Hopefully they find out. Somebody got a snitch, man.
I think it's that lady. If they investigate it, we'll see. Mm. I don't know.
All right.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we're going to find out. Somebody got to do a 60 Minutes investigation.
What? And then, like, could you imagine if they did it and then it was like they had fucking Chris Hansen come in and they're like, Carol, sit down.
Yo, Charles Oakley's on this season.
Charles Oakley?
Yeah. The Oak Wagon. Wow. Oh, who else is the list? Can you run down it?
I mean, the only person I recognized was him and Vernon Davis and Nelly.
Wow.
Vernon Davis going to win that shit.
Who else?
Probably. I don't know anybody else.
Just read them.
I'm assuming if I don't know them, you won't know them.
Vernon Davis ain't been the same since he got fucking smacked on the sidelines.
Taylor, you know what they say about assuming things? Oh.
It makes for better showtime.
Showtime.
Take us the fuck home. Shout out you, bro.
Yeah, shout out to you, man. Shout out to the shrooms.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shits is love. They not a drug. They experience. They're a vegetable.
There it is.
Put them on your pizza.
A little different this week. Outro.
Yeah.
Tony. We'll be back next week, you fuckers.